What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another podcast. It is December now. It is Christmas time. We have our lights up. We have our decorations. We have the coolest door in our entire hall. Everyone else just has, like, I don't know, freaking glitter and, like, a couple of handcrafted, like, paper mache stuff on their door. Super lame. But today, Jocelyn's here, but she's not on the podcast. Today we have Reese joining us again. We promised we're not going to talk about maybe we'll talk about dinosaurs. You never know.
Yeah, probably.
You never know what will happen. But yeah, he's exhausted. You just got done with some ping pong.
Exhausted. Yeah.
Did you guys have like a tournament?
Yeah, or something? It was just us four. We were just doing doubles.
Oh dang!
So,
dude, ping pong gets intense.
Yeah, it does.
I remember at the high school, Hugo. Have you ever met Hugo at the high school?
I probably have.
He's like the weirdest dude you've ever met. He's the coolest PE teacher.
Is he their swim?
Yeah, the swim coach.
And he bikes everywhere.
Yeah. He is a god at ping pong. That dude is, there's no way you can win a game of ping pong with him. Same with like badminton and whatever the pickleball. No way. That dude is the champion of everyone. Like, I tried to challenge him one time. I hit the ball, and that dude was not... I thought he was going to go easy on me. Nah, he slammed that thing with the might of God. That thing went out of the freaking entire area.
So my roommate, Mac, him and I play, like, all the time, and then we'll get the other guys, like, to play, but Mac plays everyone left-handed, because he's right-handed dominant. He's just, like, that good at ping-pong, and he's still... I've only seen him lose, like, three times, he's left-handed.
Oh, my God. Do you think that'd make it, like, harder for, like, the opponent? Since, like, they're left-handed.
He's so good at ping-pong. He'll just play with whatever hand.
Yeah. Ping-pong is very, like...
You can
like
always...
Every, like, small movement makes, like, a big impact.
Yeah.
Because the ball is so light. It's like, bing, boom, it's gone.
My dad kept saying that he wanted a ping-pong table. So my brother went out and on Black Friday... bottom of a ping pong table. So
dang,
we have that for Christmas.
Maybe I might ask my mom for. I'm gonna ask my mom for a pool table. I'll do that because I'm still deciding. Because like usually we get like a big gift and then like some smaller gifts, but like I don't know what I want for my big gift this year because I already have my PS4 and my Xbox.
Yeah,
and like for my Switch I paid for like half of that, but. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't really ask for much for Christmas this year. Literally, you kind of, like, run out of ideas.
I know, dude, because, like, I don't play with toys anymore.
Yeah, I know, I missed, like, going through the...
I did get that.
So, going through, like, the catalog, and I'd just be circling all the toys.
Yeah, dude.
It'd be good shit, but, yeah, now I don't know. It just made me clothes. I asked for a lot of gift cards, I guess, just because I don't have any money.
You
can't just ask for money.
Yeah. It's like, I'm like, give me Steam gift cards. Give me PS4 gift cards.
I asked for a lot of, like, gas station gift cards just because I pay for gas.
I usually don't need gas that much, that often, because I usually don't go anywhere while we're here. But, because the only time I usually fill up is when we leave for, like, vacation. You excited for finals? Like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be really bad. Except one of my finals, my soundscapes.
Everyone loves that class. Everyone that I know that's in it.
Oh, we all hate it.
Really? Well,
how I would put it is super boring class. You take a ton of notes over stuff I have no idea about, you know, like Mozart and all, like, just everything. I have an A in the class, though, because all the quizzes, you do quizzes, like, once a week, and they're all, or twice a week, once or twice a week, but they're worth 10 points and they're online. So you do them. You can do them with your notes, with whoever, and you get 2 tries at them, and it shows you your answers, what was wrong. So you just take a picture of them, and it's like if it's true or false, you're obviously gonna get it right the next time, and you can see which ones you got right. And it's the same questions, same order, and everything.
What?
So you.
That's insane.
Yeah. So I have an A in the class, and like our final. Other than like, so
if it's gonna be the same.
You do a listening one in class. That's gonna be hard.
Mm-hmm.
But then your main final, you do. Online outside of class. So
what?
Me and like
we so have like, basically we have just like six open
of us.
Note.
Yeah, we have 6 of us getting together, we'll use our notes.
What?
We'll use each other. Yeah.
What the heck?
So
I think one of my teachers, who is really bad about like canceling class and stuff, like anytime her child is sick or she is sick, it's like instant canceled.
Yeah, I'm still yet to have a class canceled. Like, I haven't had a class canceled
like really yet. This my teacher has canceled class, I don't even know, like 4 times, 5 times, something like that. And I'm like, at this point she's just stopped following the
syllabus
because she keeps having to like reprint new ones. So she was just like, guys, we're not going to follow the syllabus anymore. And I was like, well, dang. Like, my teacher review for most of my teachers has been a little rough. But for some of my teachers, I'm a little... They're Gucci. But, like, what I don't like about doing teacher reviews is that, like, it makes me think about the class. But I know a lot of kids do teacher reviews, and they just answer, like, the same thing just to get it over with. And I'm like, dog... If I don't like my teacher, I'm going to roast them, dude.
See, I don't have a... The only teacher I didn't like, I didn't get to do my teacher review on because I dropped the class.
Oh, dang.
Like, I my soc class,
mm-hmm.
I love that teacher. She's super cool. I have a C in there, though, because it's 4 tests and then the final mm-hmm. and 4 papers. That's the only grades that go in.
Yeah.
So I have a C in there because I failed the first test.
That's rough.
And so there's 2 or 3 tests in there mm-hmm. and 2 papers in there right now. That's all we have in there. And so once I failed the first test, though, I can't really get it up.
Do your teachers, like, put stuff in the grade book? Mine takes online. So long.
Oh, yeah. Hers took forever. But, like, my Soundscapes one, because I do the quizzes online, you do mm-hmm. it on Blackboard, so it goes in immediately.
A lot of my teachers are, like, pencil and paper tests, so when I hand them in, I have to wait for them to put it online.
Yeah.
But a lot of my teachers haven't even put stuff like before midterm on there, so I don't know how I'm doing. Like, I see like the green, like mm-hmm. I see like that it's like a good grade,
but it's not updated,
so I have no clue like if I'm even passing or what. So like, I think for next semester I might have to just like keep track of my grades, but at the same time, if I'm not even getting to see them.
Yeah, my math teacher is he's a super old dude. He's funny, but he doesn't even have Blackboard set up.
Oh my god!
And so, but he does it all. So like, he'll hand us back our paper like once a week of like what your grade is though. Like, he doesn't have it.
Oh, that's helpful.
He doesn't have it like the percentage on there. You can do it yourself, mm-hmm. but it shows. It's got like the printout of what everything's out of so far, and then what you've done, like the scores on it.
That's
so
huge.
Then you just do it on you. You do it yourself, but at least I'm getting feedback, you know.
Yeah.
And so he just does it like that. He probably doesn't know how to work.
That's really helpful
stuff. But yeah, so I get to see it because like my buddy just got his back, or like mm-hmm. the guy I sit by, like I've become friends with him, I guess.
Yeah.
And he just got his back, and he goes, "Oh, I have a 48% of the class."
Oh my god! Because
he had never done the math, he just kind of like looked at the scores. So
Jesus.
That was kind of funny though.
Oh my god, 48%? That's insane.
It was pretty funny though.
Oh my gosh. I think, hey Jocelyn, for business, do you have to be like C range, or is it D range?
C plus.
So as long as I'm C plus, I'll be Gucci. Wait, is that like over classes? Like if I have an A in a class and then a F in a class, that averages out to like a C, I think.
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that depends. Like your econ classes.
Yeah.
You're gonna need those to be C pluses.
Yeah, I know.
Like math, I'm sure.
I gotta email my econ teacher because I missed a quiz. I gotta make up quizzes. It's whack out here. Too many big quizzes, not enough small quizzes.
Yeah.
I need more like small grades to like make up for the. Cause I'm not a good test taker. Like, I'll be able to explain it while I'm in class. Like, I can explain like econ graphs and stuff like that. But when it comes to the test, it's the most insane story problems I've ever heard. And I don't know. It just doesn't work. But, I don't know. I'm just ready for vacation. I want to go home.
Yeah, that's kind of...
You go home, like, every weekend, right?
Yep.
Hang out with the bros.
Yeah, like, Thanksgiving was really nice.
Yeah.
Both my brothers came home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually, like, I don't typically I'm not really a like big family guy. Like, I don't hang out with my family that often, but I hung out with them like all day every day. It was actually really nice.
I think I mostly hung out with like family and Jocelyn. Yeah. Did you go Black Friday shopping?
Yeah, just for that, like, we went and got the ping pong table for my dad.
Oh.
The Target. Dope. Carrying that through.
So oh my and god, I can't even imagine.
Through everyone. He made me walk backwards, too. Jeez. It just, everyone, I was just running into everyone.
Oh my god. I got my Oculus, too, during Black Friday. They had like, VRs for, like, I don't know, like, hundo off at Walmart. So I was like, done. Then the Power Rangers helmet. The White Ranger.
Was that on sale?
No.
I didn't think there would be a big sale for that.
So, like, I called them a couple days before Walmart? Black Friday.
Or where?
GameStop. And I was like, hey, I was wondering if this item is going to be on sale for Black Friday. And the lady was like, oh, yeah, we're going to have, like, a... If you buy, like, a bag, then you get... Then, like, collectibles, which includes that, are, like, 20% off. So I was like, okay. Jocelyn was like, wait till the deal is on there. And I was like, all right. So I wait till Black Friday. I go there. I ask them about the deal, and they were like, oh man, that was Wednesday. And I was like, what? I was like, why? I was like, hold on a second. Why was that deal on Wednesday? And that lady definitely said that it was a Black Friday.
The Wednesday
deal.
Before Black Friday, they
had
a sale.
Yeah. It was a Wednesday before Black Friday. I was like, what the heck is happening? But I bought it anyway.
How much was that?
It was
$80. That was $80 yeah. for a helmet.
Yeah. Have you seen how much, like...
Did you approve of that?
No, I did not.
No, she didn't.
I was very mad at him.
She was upset.
Especially since it wasn't even on sale.
But like, I made some money over Thanksgiving break. What were you doing? So it's fine. I edit promotional pictures.
Oh, is that the stuff you put on, like,
for,
Instagram?
Yeah, like that Power Rangers thing. Yeah. I do that for them.
I worked at the theater.
You did?
Yeah, I worked.
I asked Trevor.
I worked 3 days,
I think. I was like, yo, Trev, can I have Keegan teach me how to close? So that way when I come back for, like, Christmas break, I know how to close. And he was like, nah. I was like, what? I think because it was Keegan, and he probably just doesn't trust Keegan. But... Yeah. I was like, I see how it is, Trevor. Used to always want me to close. Then when I want to close,
oh my God.
You're like, nah.
So when I show up, so I've grown out my hair since, and I like just shaved my beard, but I had that beard for a while.
Yeah.
I show up first day, it was like Wednesday or Tuesday. I worked, and Joe's working.
I should have just went in there to see Joe.
And Joe's like, hey, are you new here? And I was like, nope. Joey's like, yeah, you know, you kind of look like off Stranger Things, the
what?
Lifeguard. You look like Billy. You look
what?
Like Billy off Stranger Things.
What the heck?
And I was like, Joe, it's me, Reese. Oh, you haven't worked here in years.
Years?
And I was like, yeah,
dude,
we worked together.
We
worked together in the summer, Joe.
What? Okay, I know Joe's a little special, but what was he smoking?
It
years?
Was so funny.
Joe thinks that I'm like 15 years old.
Yeah, he thought I was older than Marlene.
He's
so... He asked me. He's like, because you're. He's like, you're 23. Marlene, you're 19.
I remember when Jade and her boyfriend broke up, and then Joe was like, hey, what up? I know you're looking for a man.
One of the types he just walks up to the concession, instead of just asking someone to cover his usher stand, like, he didn't talk to any of us, he had to get Hunter's attention. He's like, Hunter, and he's just like, yes, Joe. He's like, I need to go to the bathroom. Can you go wash the usher stand?
What?
And he's just like, sure, I'll get someone to cover. He's like, no, like, I need to go really bad. It hurts.
Oh,
and
God,
there's, like, customers
bro.
Right there. And he's just like, Hunter, I need to go really bad. And I was like, and so then me, Dante, and Jake just kept making jokes about how you need to just go to the bathroom and crank one out quick. And then, but he didn't get what that meant. They're like, how many
of course
times
he did.
How many times you went to the bathroom and cranked that out already? And he's just like, well, that's actually my second time. And I'm like, oh.
god.
So he kept saying he's cranking him out, and he's just laughing because he has no idea what's going on.
He comes back to the usher stand. He's like, sorry about that. I had to go crank one out to the customer.
Oh, one of the days he was getting all backed up. And so instead of just chilling, you know, keeping the rope closed, you know, he always has to go out there and make a bigger... He just puts both of his hands up. Everyone, we are having a holdback.
What?
Just calm down.
These are his announcements.
Yeah, I know, it's so bad.
Anytime he's like, Cruz, I think I might have to do an announcement soon. I'm like, Joe, do not do it.
They don't care, just hold on.
I'm like, Joe, what is the announcement? He's like, you'll see, you'll see. I'm like, no, you can't
yes,
do that.
That was one of the things he wouldn't tell me, because so the rope was closed, and I go, what movie are they going to see? And he's just like, he told me whatever movie. It was like Ford vs. Ferrari. And I was like, that one's been cleaned for like 10 minutes, you can let them in. And he goes, no, I will soon. And I'm like, no, open the rope. I was like, this is your job. Open the rope and let them in. And he's like, no, Reese. And I was like, I will then. He's like, no, it's my job. I'll do it. And he's like, it builds anticipation. I'm like, I go, let them into their movie. And he's just like, I'm not going to. And I go, oh, I'm opening the rope. And he's like, okay, please, let me. And then so he did it. And he's like, you guys can go into your movie.
It gets them excited for the movie.
Just let them into their fucking movie.
God, I remember one time I was ushering and this lady walks in. She a bigger lady, older lady, but she walks in. She gets to the first set of chairs, sits down, her husband orders food, brings it to the other set of chairs that are closer to the usher stand, sets them there, walks her over to the chairs, has her sit down, and then she goes,
so she old and fat or just old?
Both. She looks over, she looks up at me, she's like, why do you guys put the chairs so far away from each other? I'm like, I don't know. I guess we just
fills
the space. She's like, I'm just gonna sit here for a little bit. While my husband goes finds our seats, and I'm like, that's totally cool. Then she's like, honey, I'm just gonna sit here for a little bit. You go in and find our seats. He turns around and he's like, again? And I was like, oh my god, oh no. He's like, you sat down 2 seconds ago. We there's chairs in the theater. We can go sit down in there. She's like, I can't. You might have to get the scooter from the car. And I'm like, they have a scooter in their car. It was insane. I was like, dude, where do you even... I don't even know if a scooter would fit in our doors. Would they fit?
Like the little wheelchair scooter things?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I didn't know what kind of scooter they meant.
I'm guessing that's what they meant. Like the little wheelchair thingies.
I don't know. Were you there when that dude came in with the scooter? I think it was a scooter. And, like, his scooter, like, raised itself.
Yeah. Because, remember, we kept going. We didn't think people could see behind
him.
Because he goes and he just raises up super high and he sits in the front row.
He's like, front row seat, but, like...
And he's, like, he's 8 feet tall. You're, like, looking. You're like, oh, there's no way anyone can see behind
him. Oh, my God. This dude is, like... He's looking like a giant machine crab. Just, like, rolling around. I wonder if he can drive while it's that high. Like,
also,
that was
freaky. Do you know Joe goes home early so he can watch the Arrow? Or Arrow, that show.
I know. I knew that he did it for like special ones, for like the crossover ones. But I don't know about just like the the regular show he does.
He had to get out early.
It's probably because it's his last season, and he like really cares about those shows like a lot.
It was funny
but
shit.
I don't know. Joe really, really wanted to go to the like red carpet premiere of Star Wars Episode 9, and I was like, Joe, please, for the love of God, let this happen. I would be so happy. But I was like, how do you even do that? He's like, I emailed them, I hand mailed them, I've sent every letter I can.
There's no way anyone could read what he wrote.
I sent it to George Lucas, I sent it to J.J. Abrams, I sent one to Rey, to Finn, to Rose, and I was like, that's a lot of letters.
That is a lot of letters.
I was like, dang. He's like, I was like, all handwritten? He's like, yeah, they were all different. I was like,
Joe also lies about everything.
Joe does lie about a lot. Joe definitely lies
about a lot. He had like seven new wives.
I know. He sees one pretty actress, and he's like, "That's my wife." He's like, I was like, "Joe, I thought you already had a wife." He's like, "Yeah, this one's like, don't tell her though. Don't tell her about this one. This one's with the other ones."
And I love how much he sexually harasses all of the coworkers.
Oh my god,
it's so bad.
It's so bad.
I was messing with.
We should probably say that Joe is special.
Yeah, just so you guys know.
So people don't like freak out that he's like normal functioning. Like he's like, functioning,
I know him from before. I used to work in the movie theater.
Oh really?
Because him and my brother, my oldest brother, mm-hmm. who's autistic, we're friends. That's how I knew because they worked together. Then like at
opportunity.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
So. That's how I knew Joe. So Joe, I had seen Joe before I started working there, so I knew what I was getting like into. So I mess with Joe as much as I can, just because they do, like he's functional. It's like
you can mess with Joe to a certain point.
Yeah, like it's
until he gets upset. Yeah, Once he gets upset, it's not funny.
Yeah, anymore. Like he'll think it's funny and stuff, and he likes to joke around. So like one of the days, so I was working and I go, "Hey Joe, come here." And I was like, "Zoe said your hair's looking really nice today."
You can't tell him that.
And he's like, "Really?"
No.
And he like starts moving and he's like,
"No."
She said that? And I was like, "Yeah, you should go talk to her about it." So later in the back room, he goes, he leans up against the wall and he just like kind of looks at her. He's like, "So Zoe, are you saying something about my hair?" And I'm like, "Oh no." And she's like, "No."
Oh my god.
And then he's just hitting on Zoe the rest of the time.
Oh, gross.
Or, like he walks by any girl that's working there and he just looks at him and he just goes, "Hi." Hi. And you're just like, "Oh no."
God.
His hair is not.
Oh, it's cute.
He really, really wanted to go out with Jade so badly.
Probably the biggest comment I've ever gotten from him was in the summer when he told me that I was copying his hairstyle.
Dang. And why are you copying Joe's hairstyle?
He said we
have
like very similar hair. And I was like, "Thanks, Joe." I was like, "I guess I need to cut my hair."
I think my favorite picture of Joe is him next to the
Adam's family guy.
And it's like a mirror image. Either that or the skin tight Spider-Man outfit.
That's so bad.
That one's a good outfit.
That one's
that's
totally
a good picture. That's a good picture.
Have you seen the one where he's standing next to the Addams Family?
I feel like I've shown Jaws on that one, but it was probably like one time. I've shown her and Joe and Spider-Man like a few times.
That's so bad.
They're like twins.
Just kidding.
I would tell him that. I'd be like, "Joe, you and this guy are twins." He's like, "Yeah, I'm a little more handsome though." Like I miss
Evan working there.
Yeah, me too. Evan and Sydney brought a different vibe to like work. It's rough. Have you noticed that Hunter lost weight? I was like, "Dang, bro."
I didn't really work.
I told him about. I was like, "Yo, Hunter, did you lose weight?" He's like, "From the last time I saw you, probably." I was like, "I can definitely tell." But whatevs. Maybe it wasn't a good enough compliment. I don't know. Nope, wasn't. I don't think did we see Marlene at all? Yeah, we did. Okay.
Did you guys go to a movie or something?
I saw Logan trying to get him on a track for my next album. Hopefully over Christmas break I can record something. It's just recording's like difficult in college.
Even recording the podcast is like.
Yeah, like you see the setup we got here.
This is good. This is
quality.
Top dollar stuff. You got all the noise cancellation stuff on the walls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think for new I think for Christmas, I might ask for like another mic. That way, me and Jocelyn can sit further away from each other.
We have to be like right next to the mic.
We have to be like this close. But
wait,
like,
am I good?
Yeah, that's fine. It's fine. It's just like
if you guys don't know the setup right now, like I sit on Cruz's lap when we do this.
Yep.
By the way, so just imagine that. Yeah. I'm a little bit sweaty today though, so it's a little bit more uncomfortable, but it's still
what
we have to do to
make
the podcast.
Don't worry about it. It's okay. He smells like potpourri today. It's fine. But like when we do like the movie commentaries, we have to like have the chair right up here, and it's that's a dope show. I have the Blu-ray right here for it. Yeah, it has the first three seasons, I'm talking about Batman the Animated Series. He's pointing out that it's a good show, and yes, it is a good show.
I'm excited for... I actually think that Robert Pattinson Batman's going to be good as fuck.
I'm excited. I don't super like the casting so far. Not just because Jim Gordon's black or anything like that, because of, like, the Riddler, who they cast for that. I don't even remember his name, but he just... I always envisioned Riddler as, like, a really scrawny dude.
Jim Carrey. Like,
yeah, let's go with that again. Honestly, like, I feel like he could... If he was given the chance to do it again, I think he'd do it differently and, like, better. But he just thought he was the Joker in that movie. Mm-hmm. And Batman Forever is insane. Jim Carrey's in the new Sonic movie, though.
Yeah, he is.
He's not fat, though. I don't know why it's so hard for movies to just cast people that look like the goddamn character.
Yeah, they always just want to change it.
I'm like, dog, or they just care, make they, Eggman a fat guy.
Or they care more about, like, the fate, like... who the actor is than actually portraying the character.
Yeah.
That was my oldest brother's biggest thing about he hated Will Smith as Deadshot because Deadshot always had his helmet on or like his mask or whatever. And
he never had
but
it.
But Will Smith was the character, so he never had it on.
It was
on.
So rare. He had it a couple times. Yeah. And it looks dope. His mask looks so good. But the laser eye is on the wrong eye. Yeah. I'm like, dude, you can't like you, that's the simplest thing to fix.
Garrett's big on, he's got just like thousands of like comics and stuff, so he's big on wacko. All that shit.
It's wacko. Like, thank God the Power Rangers know how to do it correctly. They are so good about bringing the actual actors. If the actor is alive, they will bring them back for another episode. They will do it. They will find a way. Like, literally, if there's an alive actor that was a Power Ranger in the past, they're going to be in the next, like, big crossover. Or, like, the next big movie or whatever.
I didn't even know Power Rangers was still a thing.
Oh, yeah, dude, big time.
Yeah, I didn't know
big
that.
Time, for sure. This season's a little rough, because they just got bought by Hasbro. So,
Gummy
they're
Bears.
they're a little focused on, like, the toys right now, but whatever. Nah, it's Gucci, though. They're Gucci. And, like, yeah. Yep. But for real, I don't know why people just can't, like, be more accurate. Like, if I was casting Eggman, I'd be like, Kevin Malone, boom, instant. Just put a giant mustache on him and he'd be perfect. But, nah. We're rolling with Jim Carrey. I don't have a problem with Jim Carrey. He's a cool guy. He's funny. But, thank God they fixed Sonic, though.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that old Sonic is so bad. Like, at first, I didn't really mind it that much.
Until they made the new one,
and then I was like, oh my God. And then, I was like, oh, yeah. it really was that bad.
Yeah, I know. I was the same way.
I was like, oh my God. And then somebody pointed out, like, that the first Sonic had shoelaces, and that made literally no sense, because if he slips on that thing, then it's toast. He's donezo. All of his coins are lost.
Bring,
just the amount of coins that would if he doesn't get like attacked by a spike or something and coins pop out of him, I'm gonna be disappointed in this movie. But I don't know. Somebody like on Twitter posted a picture of the new Sonic and then Pikachu, or Detective Pikachu, and they're like, the Super Smash Bros. Universe is beginning.
Oh shit!
And I'm like, dude, I'm ready for that movie.
They're very dumb as shit.
I know, dude.
That'd be really cool.
I was like, oh my gosh, dude, if we could get, like, live-action, like, Star Fox. I don't even know how they do live-action Kirby. Like, would they make it furry, or would they make it, like, look like skin? Because that'd look creepy.
Yeah, but it'd have to be the skin. He's just stretchy.
Yeah. But, dude, a Super Smash Bros. Universe would be lit. I'd be so down for that. I don't know why they'd fight, but... screw it. Why not? Make the money. Make it look dope. I'd be hyped for that. But, I don't know. I'm surprised there's not a Minecraft movie by now. Like, I think there technically has been, but, like,
yeah,
not, like, in theaters.
I hope not.
I'm just, like, surprised by it. Like, why?
Like they're super excited about the play mode. Mobile or whatever it is.
God dang, movie. Dude. Why does Playmobil need to make a movie, though? Why? Did that come out?
There's a poster up right now.
Why? Why are we promoting it?
I have no idea. Why are we just having it? Just
make it go under the radar. It was like, barely got Murder on Orient Express, but we're definitely going to get the Playmobil movie.
You need to watch Knives Out.
Knives Out? Oh, we're going to that on Thursday.
Yeah.
Knives Out is good as shit.
Is it?
We went as an entire family.
Yeah.
There's six of us, and none of us really had any idea what we were going into.
Yeah, we just know it's a murder mystery.
And it was so good.
Is it?
I've heard, and then I've had other people go, and they've all liked it too.
Dang.
It's
we're gonna see it on Thursday.
That's a good movie.
It was on our list for things we gotta see. Did you see Frozen 2?
Nope, not going to. Haven't seen the first one.
Really? Dang. Frozen 2 is lit. We saw it twice. Once with my family, and then once with her sister. So, it wasn't that.
I went and I've watched the ending when I was...
Yeah? What'd you think of the after credit?
Stupid.
Pretty much summarized the whole movie for you. You didn't even have to watch a movie.
Yeah, I know.
You could watch Frozen 2 without watching Frozen 1. Because Olaf just summarizes it. In a part of the movie. Just bada bing, bada boom. Right there.
Frozen 2 doesn't interest me.
That's fair. We got Frozen 2 Monopoly, though. Got that. I'm going to get Scooby-Doo Monopoly.
I like that you have that seen it.
Oh, the Nickelodeon seen it?
We used to have those, years.
Literally, that's the only... Literally, the only reason I kind of got it was, for nostalgic purposes. Mm-hmm. But, it's also dope. And we played it. It works. It was lit.
Yeah, I remember having that in, my living room when I was super young.
Yes. Yes, that game...
Wasn't there a Disney scene in it, too?
Yeah. Yeah. It was, a circle board.
Yep.
It's like three circles.
I think we played Disney scene it more than Nick scene it, but...
Yeah. I remember playing... my brother played Nick scene it. And then, I was only allowed to watch. I wasn't allowed to play with him and his friends.
Yep, older brother things.
But then I started getting questions right, and then they were like, alright, fine. You can be on our team. Fine. Fine, dude. Fine. Since you know everything about these freaking cartoons. But, dude, some of the questions are hard, though. We played it, me and Jocelyn played it when we first got it, and it'll, play a clip, and then it's like, what does the character say next? And I'm like, what? I'm like, what am I, a freaking... that has to be the most hardcore fan question I've ever heard in my life. Those questions... I hated those questions.
Yeah, I can't say any of us were ever good at the game. It's hard... From what I remember, it was just hard as fuck.
It's a hard game.
Yeah. And there's some shows that obviously I hadn't seen. I didn't watch every...
Yeah, anytime there's one with, is Recess on there? I don't know. Or, Lizzie McGuire's on there, I think.
Yeah.
I was just like, dude, what? I don't remember this. I don't remember any of this.
My roommate and I started watching... we watched Victorious.
Hasn't everyone since it came out on Netflix?
It's so bad.
It's so...
I hate it, but we had to finish it. Mm-hmm. You actually think it's funny?
I think there's parts in it that are funny, but,
it's so bad.
Yeah.
I'm
not, a huge Victorious fan, just because I don't like her as, an actress, or a lot of people in the show as, actors.
I just think I need not watch these shows again, because they're so much worse than I remember. Like I said, I tried watching Zack and Cody and stuff, too.
Uh-huh.
Sweet Life and then On Deck, too, and I find them both horrible.
Wizards of Waverly Place kind of holds up. Some of it holds up, but they put, they put this really fake-looking blush on Selena Gomez, and it pops out so much. It's, pure, reddish-orangish right on her cheek, and I'm like, what is this? Well,
that's just going to be good because I'll have my dick in my hand the whole time. It's Selena Gomez. She was my first celebrity crush.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
She was Hunter's. I was obsessed with her right when Wizards of Waverly Place came out.
I always saw Wizards of Waverly Place as my family, because I have an older brother and I have a sister who kind of, I wouldn't say looks like Selena Gomez, but has similar features.
Oh, now
to
you're
her.
Getting me excited.
She's skinny. She has long hair. There you go.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Edit that part out.
For the court, this is comedy. It's comedic purposes only. Yeah. So I was like, anytime like Max and what's his face, Justin, anytime they're on the screen, I'm like, dude, that's me, Kaiser. I'm like, whoa, holy cow. I'm like, how do they know?
And then they'd always just like have crossovers with the shows.
Oh yeah, that dude. They need to do that more. The last crossover I saw was like Uncle Grandpa and Steven Universe. I was like, why are those two connecting? It makes no sense. But like Hannah Montana, Raven, That's So Raven, and like Wizards of Waverly Place and Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Those would all like collide. Those worlds are just like all one. That was like the first like Avengers like crossover.
Adventure Time regular show.
Did they ever cross over like officially?
I don't think so, but that would have been so.
I think there was like stuff. They have a comic book together, but
and there'd be like I think there was sometimes like stuff in the show.
Yeah, like, that would like hint stuff to it. Yeah, definitely. There's definitely like
those are my two favorite cartoon. Like okay, SpongeBob's gotta be there because how long it lasted for me, like how much I watched it.
Yeah,
but regular show and Adventure Time are two of. Regular show for sure.
Adventure Time is definitely going to be the show that like circles back in like 10 years and people are like, yo, this is dope. Like it's going to get, it's going to like put
Chowder was good as fuck.
Dude, Chowder was lit.
Chowder was so good.
Get those nurple burple purple nurples.
Burple nurples. Burple nurples, because I tried making them one time.
Yeah, you can like, I saw that video on like a cooking show and they made one. They use, like, toothpicks and stuff to, like, hold it
Schnitzel.
Together.
Rada, rada.
Schnitzel. Rada, rada.
Rada, rada.
Rada, rada. Then you got Mung. I think how they're all named after, like, food, but I didn't even realize that they were all named after food. I knew that, like, Chowder was named after Chowder, but, like,
Mung. I got Schnitzel, obviously.
I didn't even know what that is. What is that?
Wiener Schnitzel.
Is that, like, a
it's
sausage?
German. It's actually not sausage. It tastes like... It's actually really good. I had it one time. Just because I wanted it, because like my family wanted to order it then, because we went to this German restaurant. And it was just funny because it's Wiener Schnitzel. Just kind of, it's funny.
Oh, now that you say that, I think I've
heard. But it's actually really good. I don't know what it tastes like. I guess it just tastes.
What was the mom's name or the grandma?
Mung's like wife.
Yeah. The big old mushroom lady.
She's screaming all the
she's
time.
Like, she's like, "Why? What'd you say?"
And then the super shy like elephant guy.
That
sold stuff.
And that guy's amazing.
He was trying to be like a. He was trying to be a comedian, and he'd always read out his joke book. And his mom, I don't know if he's, I don't remember seeing his mom, but his mom always hated him.
Yeah.
He was funny as shit.
Dude, that show's a banger.
That and Blake and I used to watch Flapjack.
Dude, Flapjack.
Flapjack
is
so
messed good.
Up. It's so
Flapjack's also like creepy.
Yeah, that's what, it's so
it's scary. I like the episode when they actually get to Candy Island, and then, like, Flapjack spits on the candy and then sucks it up so he can taste it, and then, like, Knuckles doesn't get any of it, and then they just fly away.
Knuckles? Bubby.
Live in a frickin' whale? What? I like this theory that Adventure Time and Flapjack are, like, in the same universe, and that, like, it's like a... A lot of it's to do with, like, they're made by the same people. And there's, like, things in the show. Like, you know the candy wife?
Yeah.
And you know, like, the barber that has the candy wife?
God, the barber's so creepy.
And he, like, claims that he's been to Candy Island. There's a theory that Candy Island is, like, the land of Ooh. And that, like, his candy wife is based off of Princess Bubblegum. And that, like, the reason that they've never, like, met or, like, gone back is because, like, there's an ocean there. And that, like, Finn hasn't gone... to the dock because he's afraid of water. He's like he's afraid of the ocean.
He's afraid
specifically.
Of water. But because he had that fear thing.
Yeah, and they live on the ocean, so it's like, oh, can't go there. Too scary, too spooky.
Yeah, that just sounds like they're just pulling stuff though.
That does sound like just pulling stuff, but
I don't think everyone just tries to like connect everything, but
yeah.
Not
that's nothing. Me. I'm like, yo, did you know that That's So Raven is connected to like South Park? Trust me. Real theory here. It's all in her vision. The last episode of South Park to ever air is going to zoom. The last scene is it zooms out and it's Raven going, like the biggest scam.
That'd be the worst thing that's ever happened.
I would love if any show ended like that. I don't care what the show is. The View. The last episode of The View. Wait, isn't Raven Simone on The View now?
Yes.
Yeah. She just goes, she's back in high school. It's like,
that would actually be like, good, though.
It zooms into Raven's face. That would be a good last episode.
You could seriously just anything. You could end anything.
What's going to happen when one of the girls on The View, like, passes away? Like, it's probably not going to be for, like, years, but, like, it's eventually going to happen. And are they just going to continue the show? Like, what if Whoopi just, like, is out? Then, like, are they just gonna keep on rolling?
They're just gonna replace her with 2 Chainz.
No one can tell the difference. Puts on a Whoopi Goldberg, like, wig and everything. That'd be good. I'd like that. Just replace it with another person.
And just, like, they just don't even act like anything happened. They just pretend. They don't address it at all. There's just some new person sitting there.
That'd be pretty good.
Or just one episode of Dr. Phil. It's just Steve Harvey there.
Everything's completely... Like, he's reading off a script or something. Everything's completely
so nothing
same.
Changes, but it's just Steve Harvey.
It's the late night version.
Dark mode.
Dark mode. I've seen that meme before. Just like Dr. Phil, and it's like... day mode, and then it's like YouTube night mode from Steve Harvey. They just look so similar.
It's so weird.
They both got that mustache. They both got that caterpillar mustache that's just right there.
Cleveland Brown mustache.
Mm-hmm. Cleveland Brown, what a guy. I'm glad that he got his own show.
For all of it.
And not, like, Joe. Or like,
Quagmire's would have been horrible.
Dude, Quagmire thought he was getting a show in one of the episodes of Family Guy. He's like, all right, off to the, you know, wherever I'm going. He's like, bye, Peter, bye, Joe, bye, Cleveland. They're like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm getting my own show. And then they're like, what are you talking about? Cleveland's getting his own show. And he's like, what? When he, like, throws his suitcase down, he's like, are you kidding me? Cleveland gets his own show. And he just, like, storms back into
his
house.
It's so good when, like, shows, like, it's pretty much that, and then South Park and stuff, that just can, like, make fun of itself.
Yeah.
During the show.
Definitely. I mean, Jocelyn and I just, Jocelyn's not a fan of, like, adult cartoons, or really, like, cartoons in general, for the most part.
I'm not a big Family Guy person. I don't watch South Park very much, but South Park's hilarious. Like, I'll give, it's one of those things that, like, I'm not in, I don't really watch it, but I know it's good.
Mm-hmm. But like
Family Guy, I try to watch, and I don't find it that funny.
Yeah,
to be honest.
We just watched. Neither do the people on South Park. There's like a whole 2-part episode of them going to like Fox Studios to get Family Guy like off the air or something.
Oh, quick! Their crossover is Family Guy and Simpsons.
That's a good one. That's a funny one. In the South Park episode where they go to get Family Guy off the air, they run into Bart Simpson, and Bart Simpson helps them get them off the air because they also hate them. But Bart Simpson is in the South Park style, like all cut out and stuff. It's hilarious.
I just want to look at the picture. I just want to see what it looks like.
But we just watched a 3-part episode yesterday. Over it's like Black Friday, and it came out when Xboxes and PS4s were just coming out, and it's all Game of Thrones themed. And all of the little kids are, like, picking their side on which console they want.
Oh,
and they're all going to fight at Black Friday. I know, right? That's hilarious. It looks just like
that's
him.
That's so perfect.
It's so funny.
On his right now.
Yeah. God, South Park can just do whatever it wants and no one cares. That's what I like about that show. They have, like, complete control over whatever they want to do. But I mean, I like some episodes of Family Guy, but, like, it's so much, like, reference after reference to, like, other stuff.
That's all it is.
And I'm like, dude, be original for a second. Although, I do like the episodes when they make fun of, they do, like, the Star Wars movies.
Mm-hmm.
Those
when
are
the power
good episodes.
Goes out.
Yeah, those are good episodes.
I agree with you there.
Yeah, those are classics.
We have, like, the DVD, like, when they first did that one, you know? And it, like, uh-huh. like the first Star Wars one was, like, huge.
Uh-huh. It was, like, a big deal. I think Robot Chicken did a similar thing. I don't know a single person that watches Robot Chicken.
My oldest brother used to, and me and all my friends started watching Robot Chicken because he has it. It's on, like, Amazon Prime or something.
Oh, really?
Or his Hulu. He had a something, and mm-hmm. he had never seen it before. And me and my friend Josh had, and we're like, oh, it's so weird. It's, we're like, I don't know how to describe it to you, but it's super messed up.
It's so weird.
It's just, like, 10-second clips, quick.
Mm-hmm.
Just toys.
Yep. Isn't it made by, like, George Lopez?
No, I don't.
I'm pretty sure he has something to do with it. He has something to do with it.
No way George Lopez made
Robot Chicken. George, not Bush, Lopez. He's got something to do with it. There's a George Lopez Robot Chicken Facebook.
Maybe he
page.
Like his character got famous on there, like when they were making fun of him.
George Lopez has the catchiest theme song.
Have you seen all the? Do you know like all the actors that like voice acted for it?
There's not a lot of them,
but they're like really famous.
Yeah, there's Seth Green. Seth MacFarlane is on.
I think
there.
Mila Kunis used to be one.
Oh, she's on a lot. Yeah, she's on there.
They're like really famous people, actually.
Dax Shepard, he's cool. He Tara Strong, she's on everything.
Oh, there's that Home Alone guy.
Yeah, the Macaulay Culkin.
Sure.
Dude, that guy has gone downhill.
He's just
Ashton Kutcher.
He's just
Culkin
Home Alone
now.
Guy.
I want to see what he looks like now. He looks similar. Oh, here's the picture I was looking for. Oh my God, what is that? That dude looks like Joe Dirt. That guy's insane. What is that? What is... He's looking soup. What happened to him, man? He looks better now, I guess.
I don't know. Ashton Kutcher.
Weird.
And Mila Kunis are both on there.
Are they still married? I know they were married at some point.
He looks at me.
I'm pretty sure they were married.
Yeah, they were together.
Celebrity couples are so weird. I never know if they're real or if it's just for, like, publicity, conspiracies. Does it say if they're still together?
It says they have two kids, too.
Oh, dang. Good for them. They must be a real celebrity couple, then. Weird. Jocelyn's playing Minecraft, and sometimes you scare me, because, like, you're on, like, the edge of something, and I'm like, please don't fall and die.
Just 7 hours ago, they went on a family shopping trip. There's news about them going.
Who cares?
they went shopping.
Who needs to report on that? If I had somebody saying that I went shopping, then, like, what? Could you imagine your job is to write a paragraph or two over two celebrities going shopping? Like, what's your life like?
They usually talk about, like, at that point.
So. I love Filthy Franks.
Is he still a thing?
No. He's Joji.
No. Oh, yeah, he, like, did his music. I don't really like his music, but I get that people like whatever music they like.
I love Joji's music. I'm a big Joji guy.
It's very, like,
I love Filthy Franks.
It's very chill.
Yes.
And stuff like that. But, I don't know. It's probably just his voice. I probably just don't like his voice that much, but
I don't know. Maybe listen to, like, his newest stuff?
What's new? Like, past a year? No. Probably not. He has, like, a... What's his thing? What's his, like, album thing? Like, 88 Rising or something?
Yeah, that's the one he signed. He's, like, Rich Brian's in there.
Yeah. I like that he changed his name. Respect.
You didn't like his first name?
No, I thought it was funny. I thought his first name's funny, but, like, if you're going to be professional, at least,
that's what... Because since he didn't want to just make, like, funny stuff...
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Respect. Because, like, Rich Chiga, very unprofessional. You don't want to be signing contracts under that name. Because it's very weird. It's like my rap name, Lil Ducky. Ain't nobody want to be Lil Ducky forever. It's a weird name. It's a lit name, though. What are you doing? Jocelyn's shooting llamas with fire arrows.
He's been at me.
It's crazy. Oh, that's rude. That's really rude.
I saw it.
That's not cool with him. Dang. Yeah, when I was in Mason, talked to Logan, tried to get him on a track. Left me on red on Snapchat. I was like, really? He was like,
dude, get me on
track. Yeah, I know. I will. Get me on track. I will. I gotta figure out what I would even, like, rap about on that track.
Oh my god, we freestyled so much during...
During work, dude?
During work. We'd go to clean. Oh, wait, we just go really back and forth one.
We would, like, try and rhyme, like, the same word.
Forever.
And just see how many things.
Get everything out of it. And then, like, we would, like, every third one would be actually, like, really good. We'd be like, oh! Yeah.
Okay, that one's a bar. We'd be like, tree stomp. Jocelyn almost died when she just jumped.
That was
so bad. But see, that wasn't every, like, third one. That was, like...
Because you said tree stump?
Tree stump.
I'm just trying to get in a free hump.
Goosebump. Trying to get a free hump.
Keep trying.
Slow it down like a speed bump. Jocelyn's turn. Dude, sometimes Jocelyn will accidentally say something that rhymes, and I'm like...
You're like, bars!
I mean, yeah, I'm just like, bars! Wait, that was a bar.
Just wait, quickly let me record this.
She'd be like, good night, sleep tight. I'm like, bar! Yes! That was fire! Thank you.
Hell yeah.
No, but that was like, literally anytime it was like a diss track, though, the bars went from like Gucci to like pure flame. Logan would be like, yo, I hate that mug. Because it's a mug. And I'll be like, oh, dang, Logan, calm down, man. You're going too hard right now. But, yeah.
I gotta go to a concert. I have two concerts to go to for Soundscapes.
Oh, dang.
So I gotta go eat dinner and then...
That's important. Everyone, give it up. Don't take Soundscapes. I don't care where you're at. I need you to clap right now for our guest. I don't care if you're in the library. Sorry. If you're in the... Thank you. Thank you. I don't care if you're in the library. If you're in the bathroom right now listening to the podcast.
Oh, you're in the bathroom. You're...
Someone's... Yeah. Oh. Whoa. What's going on in that stall?
No, it's Barely Adults podcast.
They're like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's nothing. Don't worry. So, as per usual, go follow... Reese on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, I got Twitter.
@true_chains_.
Yep.
Extra underscore. That's how you do it. You can just follow me at Cruz Sanchez. Or is it Cruz.Sanchez? It's Cruz.Sanchez on Instagram. Oh no, his dad's calling. We gotta go. Thank you everyone for listening.
See ya.
We've been a couple of adults. Barely. What?
Hello.